All right, buckle up, everybody. We're diving deep. No, scratch that. We're plunging headfirst into the world of decentralized social media. And let me tell you, this is one wild ride you don't want to miss.
I have a feeling you're right about that. There's so much buzz right now about these platforms, and for good reason. It's not just about tech. It's about, well, taking back control, you know?
Yeah.
Our digital lives.
Exactly. You've been digging deep, and I know you're particularly curious about ActivityPub, Nostr, and 8T Protocol. They're the ones everyone's talking about,
right? Absolutely. Those are the big three for sure.
So consider this, your all-access pass, your backstage tour of how they really work, and trust me, we've got some insider scoops here, some real aha moments from our research that even we were surprised by.
Let's do it.
Web3, it's the buzzword on everyone's lips. But what does it actually mean? What we're really talking about here is a fundamental shift.
A huge shift. It's moving away from these massive tech giants.
Right.
The ones who, well, let's just say they've had a good run.
They've had their fun, that's for sure. But with these new protocols, it's all about putting the power back in the hands of the users.
That's the whole idea. Ownership, control, and transparency.
Okay, so let's start with, I guess, the veteran of the group, right? ActivityPub. It seems like it's been around the longest. What's the deal with that one?
Yeah, if we're talking about who's been around the block, ActivityPub is definitely the elder statesman. Think 2014, which in internet years is ancient.
Practically prehistoric.
Right. And it's the engine behind Mastodon, which I know you've heard of, that's been making headlines lately. What makes ActivityPub different is that it's all about federation.
Federation. Okay, break that down for me. I'm picturing Star Trek, but I'm guessing it's a different kind of federation here.
Close, but not quite. Think of it like a network of independent communities, each with its own unique flavor and rules.
So instead of one giant platform, like, you know, the ones we won't mention, but we're all thinking about.
Exactly. You have this interconnected web of smaller communities that can choose to connect and share content if they want to.
That actually sounds kind of cool. It's like choose your own adventure, but for social media.
Right. That's the beauty of it. It gives so much power to the users. But there's a flip side, and your research actually highlighted this perfectly with the InfoSec.exchange situation.
Oh, yeah, that was a whole thing, wasn't it? What happened there again?
So there's this Mastodon server, InfoSec.exchange. And as the name suggests, it was a place for InfoSec folks, you know.
The tech security crowd.
Right. And then a U.S. government agency decided to join.
Which on the surface doesn't seem that crazy, right?
Exactly. But it caused this huge uproar.
Wait, seriously, why?
Well, many other servers were like, nope, not having it. And they decided to sever ties with InfoSec.exchange.
So just by creating an account, they sparked a mass exodus. Wow.
It really highlighted the fragility maybe of this whole federated model. Like, yeah, it's great to have all these independent communities, but what happens when they can't agree?
And what happens to the users in the middle of all this?
It creates these information silos. Like if you were on one of the servers that cut ties, you suddenly couldn't see anything from InfoSec.exchange anymore.
So much for an open web, right? It's like everyone retreated back into their own corners. That's a pretty big implication.
It is, and it sparked a huge debate about censorship, about who gets to decide, you know, like, is this really decentralization if people can just be shut out like that? It's something that ActivityPub is still grappling with. It's a tough one, right? This whole balance of power in a decentralized world. But while ActivityPub is figuring that out, Nostr's over there like, federation, who needs it? It's taking a totally different approach.
Yeah, Nostr seems like it's straight out of a cyberpunk novel, like all about anonymity and hardcore privacy.
Totally. Yeah. Nostr is the techie purist for sure. No central servers, no corporations calling the shots. It's all about you owning your data and your identity.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but also a little lost. How does that even work? Like, if there's no central server, where does everything go?
All right, imagine this. Your identity is basically a pair of cryptographic keys.
Keys?
Yeah, like digital keys. One's public, one's private. You want to post something. You sign it with your private key. That way everyone knows it's really you.
Okay, so far so good.
Yeah.
But how does my super secure signed message actually reach anyone else if there's no central place for it to go?
That's where relays come in.
Relays? Like a relay race?
Kind of. Think of them more like digital post offices. You pick which relays to use, and they distribute your messages to everyone else who's tuned in.
So if one relay, goes on a coffee break.
No problem. Your message is still safe and sound on other relays.
Okay, I see. It's like built-in redundancy from the ground up.
Exactly. It's like a decentralized safety net for your data. And you know what's interesting? Your research mentioned Thai TikTokers using Nostr. It's true.
Wait, really? I saw that too, but I thought it was a joke. Like, Nostra's gone viral on TikTok in Thailand. That's wild.
Yeah, it just goes to show you this stuff is reaching way beyond the tech bubble. But there's a but, of course.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Right. Your notes mentioned this whole relay management issue.
Yeah, it seems like things could get messy as Nostra grows, right?
Exactly. The more people join, the more relays you might need to connect to, just to see everything.
Imagine having to manage like 100 different inboxes just to keep up with your friends.
Exactly. And that kind of defeats the purpose of decentralization, doesn't it? If everyone ends up on the same few mega relays for the sake of convenience, haven't we just reinvented the same old wheel?
A very centralized wheel. So ActivityPub has its issues, Nostr has its issues. It's like a minefield out here. Which brings us to, I guess, the new kid on the block trying to find a different path, AT Protocol. So AT Protocol is like, hold my beer, I got this.
That's a good way to put it. They're aiming for the best of both worlds. Decentralization without the headache, and they've got this three-tiered approach that's pretty slick.
Three tiers, lay it on me.
Okay, first up, your identity. Just like Nostr, it's all based on those cryptographic keys. You own your data, period. But here's the twist. It lives on your own personal data server, a PDS.
A PDS. Sounds fancy. Is that like my own little data fortress?
Basically,
Yeah.
it's your own personal cloud for your content. You control it, you own it. No more tech overlords.
All right, I'm liking this so far, but hold on. I've got my super secure identity, my impenetrable data fortress, but how do I actually see and interact with stuff from other users?
Good question. That's where the relays come in.
Yeah, relays again, but they work a little differently here. They pull data from different PDSs based on who you're connected to, what you're interested in.
So it's like a personalized news feed, but curated by, well, me.
Exactly. It's all about giving you the control back.
Okay, I have to admit, this is kind of blowing my mind. They've thought of everything. They've tackled the scalability issue with Nostr, maybe even sidestepped the whole governance mess with ActivityPub.
Right. It's pretty impressive.
But there's got to be a catch, right? It can't all be sunshine and rainbows. There are always trade-offs, right? You're right to be skeptical. There are always trade-offs. Remember that triangle we talked about? Features, security, ease of use. You can't have it all.
Right. Something's got to give.
And in AT Protocol's case, the trade-off might be data permanence.
Ah, yes. I remember this from the research. You compared it to accidentally posting something online that you can't ever really delete.
Exactly. AT Protocol's built for resilience. Everything's recorded, and I mean everything, even deletions. Which is great for some things, but, well, not so great for others.
So anything you post is basically out there forever.
Pretty much. It's something to keep in mind. So we've got ActivityPub figuring out its whole federation thing, Nostr wrangling relays, and now AT Protocol with its own quirks. It's a lot to take in. What's the takeaway here? For someone just trying to, navigate this whole new world, that's the big question, isn't it? It's really about what matters most to you. Want ease of use, a strong community vibe? ActivityPub might be your jam. Hardcore about owning your data, even if it gets a little technical? Nostr might be calling your name.
And if you want the best of both worlds, even with those data permanence quirks, AT Protocol is the one to watch. It's like we said, choose your own adventure.
Exactly. The beauty of this space is that you get to decide.
But no matter what you choose, being informed is key.
Couldn't agree more. Knowledge is power.
It's about shaping the future of the internet, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who knows what the future holds? Maybe someday we won't just be talking about decentralized social media, but, decentralized lives.
Now there's a thought. All right, everyone. That's it for our deep dive into the world of decentralized social media. We hope you're feeling informed, maybe even a little inspired to explore this new frontier. Until next time, stay curious.